Oh, I'm just feeling so happy right now, my love. It's been so tough and dangerous, but we finally have all three treasures. You're going to officially be a part of Yokai Village. The first thing I want to do after we deliver the treasures to Gashadokoro is snuggle in bed with you for, well, at least a couple of days. Perhaps even longer. Ooh, maybe for as long as we've been gone. How long has it been again? I suppose the days all sort of blend together. Well, it doesn't matter. Finally, we can just settle in and be happy. Oh, and there's the village gate. It's so good to be back home, don't you think? Well, don't worry, my love. It will feel like home before you know it. We can get something to eat soon. I'm hungry too, but we shouldn't delay in returning the treasures. But I promise, as soon as we've finished talking to Gashadokoro, we'll have ourselves a feast. There's a little ramen shop here that I think you'll just adore. Alright, before we go inside, brush yourself off. We're both covered in dust, and I want us to make at least the best impression possible under the circumstances. This is going to be your first meeting as an official member of the village, after all.
So, the village watchman spoke true. You're really both back, and in one piece no less. Tell me, were you successful in your mission?
Yes. yes, Gashadokoro. We've retrieved Yokai Village's sacred treasures, just as we swore we would.
The Kanzen Jewel. The Moon Arrow, and the Knot of Curses. To think that they would be returned after all this time by the most unlikely souls.
You sound like you didn't think we would be able to pull it off, Gashadokoro.
Your information gathering skills surprise me, Achishaku.
Thank you, but I don't want you to think that I did everything. In fact, my dear, sweet love was instrumental in acquiring every one of the treasures.
I should hope so, seeing that this was a test of their worthiness to live here. Why don't you tell me what happened?
Of course. The first treasure we retrieved was the jewel. We had heard it had fallen into the possession of a Zakashi Warashi and thought it would be easiest to obtain, but things turned out quite differently. My old friend Shiromuku had it.
Shiromuku? Surely you couldn't have gotten involved with her, human. Or else you wouldn't be here. There are few yokai more violent towards your kind than her.
Oh no, far from it. My love was ever so brave. Not only did they face her directly, but they convinced her that she doesn't need to seek revenge on humans. We're going to go back soon and help her learn to love herself, instead of mourning the lack of love from the one who betrayed her.
You just talked to her, and she let you go. Human, If you had always been so convincing, you should have talked me out of sending you on such a perilous journey.
Was that an option? Never mind. The second treasure was the moon arrow, which had found its way into the collection of an Omukade.
An Omukade next. If I'd known you'd be meeting so many aggressive yokai, I would have sent someone along with you.
Far from it, actually. This Omukade was a timid little thing. Although that created its own challenges. The poor thing treasured the moon arrow so much, she was about ready to bolt with it. My sweetie was perfect for the job, though. They convinced her to hand the arrow over to us. Oh, of course. Gashidokoro, we told her that she could come live in the village. She loves history, and she would adore being able to stay in a place with so much of it.
It's unwise to make promises you can't guarantee you can keep, Achishaku. Ordinarily, I wouldn't accept an Omukade. Far, far too violent.
Oh, but she's...
But, if you insist that she's peaceful, then I will at least hear her out. Tell me about the last treasure.
Yes. That one was by far the most dangerous. The knot of curses had fallen into the hands of the Hiyaki Yagyo, the demon parade.
The demon parade? To be honest, you should have returned to the village when you discovered that. If I weren't looking at the knot right now, I'd say it was impossible to retrieve.
It was challenging, to be sure. My poor dear got caught up in the parade. I thought I had lost them for good. But as it turned out, the knot was in the hands of someone from the village. She said it would, she was sent to find the treasures decades ago.
You must be speaking of Ushinata. She's the only one I sent to seek the treasures who never returned. Poor girl. She didn't deserve that.
I wish we could have freed her, but it took everything we had to break the spell on my love. They were so clever, using the jewel and the knot together to break the curse.
I must confess, human, I didn't expect you to be as successful as you were. The intent behind this journey was to show you how dangerous it is to live in the realm of yokai. I thought you would return and ask to be sent home. It would be the simplest way to handle this. But I suppose that instead, you've shown me just how capable you are. You're not powerful, but you are clever. And more than that, you seem to treat other yokai as equals. Most humans interact with yokai very differently, either overpowering them or placating them with offerings. Speaking with yokai and helping them in this way is very unusual behavior and very promising. You have done this village a great service, and so I welcome you. You may call Yokai Village your new home from now on. However, there is one thing I want you to remember. You may have my official blessing to live in the village, but that won't guarantee that other yokai will accept you. you do seem to have made quite a positive impression on the yokai that you've met. That will serve you well, but it may not always be so. There may be yokai in the village that will never accept you as one of us, and I cannot force them to change their mind. But you will have the village protection. We will never allow a yokai to bring you harm. No matter what they threaten us with, you can rest assured that you belong with us now.
I am so proud of you, sweetie. You worked so hard for this, and now it's finally time to enjoy your nice, peaceful life here in the village with me.
You don't look well at all.
Is everything okay, dear? Come to think of it, Gashidokoro is right. You do look a little pale. Are you sure? I mean, it's true that we've been on the road a long time. I expected you to be tired, but this doesn't look like simple exhaustion. Oh, if you're sure. But please, don't push yourself, all right? After all we've been through, the last thing we want is for you to get sick again.
Again? I hadn't heard of this.
Just a little issue. Something to do with, them being separated from their world. But we fixed it. Everything's all better, Gashidokoro.
Well, be careful. Our knowledge of human illnesses isn't very thorough. That is one area where we may not be able to help, should something happen.
Oh no, not to worry. We have someone for that. I'll call them immediately.
I see. Well, if you're weary, human, then you should get some rest. I hope your integration into village life goes smoothly.
Wonderful. Okay. Come along, my love. They really warmed up to you, didn't they? You have such an effect on people. Wow. Doesn't it just feel like some big weight has been taken off your shoulders? It's finally all official. Okay, let's go eat. You poor thing. I'm so sorry you had to wait for so long. Po, 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 po. Oh, but, didn't you say before that you were starving? We haven't had anything to eat all day, and we've been walking for such a long time. Well, if you're not hungry, then you're not hungry. That does worry me a bit, though. Maybe I'd better call in Dr. Kitsune. She can give you a nice checkup. Just trust me, okay, sweetie? Better to check and have nothing be wrong than to brush it off and have it be a problem down the line. Okay, let's go home and you can get some much-deserved rest. And I think I might just join you. Snuggling together during the cold nights has been romantic and all, but I'm looking forward to sharing an actual bed with you.